St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you had enough coverage for your fine art.
You broke my Quenelle Lioness sculpture.
When you aren't even covered for your not-so-fine art.
You broke my Mr. Banana Lamp.
Or how you're probably covered for hitting this car. But maybe not covered for hitting this car. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Paramount Jewelers has been a landmark in historic downtown Maplewood since 1946. Their excellent reputation of quality service and exquisite selection make Paramount Jewelers a first-class jewelry store. Experience the tradition of Paramount Jewelers online at ParamountJewelers.com.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Tim and his family from South City could use some help this holiday season. So here's what we're doing for them. A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays from Londoff Chevrolet, Allen Roofing, Wholesale Batteries, the City of Florissant, Daniels Farm and Greenhouses, West County Dental, and KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, it's Christmas.
1 week until Christmas.
Again.
Which means that tomorrow will be the busiest shopping day of the year. You know, every year, media outlets talk about Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year. That's always been a lie. The biggest shopping day of the year is always the Saturday before Christmas. And you know why? One word answer. Men. Men were not shopping for Christmas in August and September and October. They were just realizing after the Christmas party where they got drunk this week, oh, I better start thinking about buying some stuff. And so tomorrow, there will be about 4 parking spaces available in most mall parking lots.
It's the last day that they're not working that doesn't have football on.
Correct.
So it's perfect.
Exactly. They will all be out tomorrow. It'll be boys and boys and boys shopping for girls and girls and girls, and probably some boys as well tomorrow. Today is the last show I'm going to be doing this year, which means it's your last chance to play the Harris Challenge. And our phone lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. If you don't know the Harris Challenge, it's a little topical trivia quiz we do every week. And there are 5 questions in each category. You can choose which category you like, and then you got to answer the questions. You get a 1-point question, a 2, a 3, a 4, or 5, so there's a total of 15 points. In order to win, you got to get at least half of those points. And if you do, we give you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have 1 lightsaber from the... No, we don't. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. We have...
Wow. Right there, half of America went, what?
I know.
We have a dozen donuts.
Free. Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations in Florissant and in Cottleville. Also, from Peroni's Pizza and Restaurants, we have a gift card for you. They have two locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon at M&P. Also, from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes, and I'll let you know what those are if you win and you choose a movie. Or from Family Nuts. I can't find my glasses. Hold on. The font is a little smaller on the Family Nuts thing.
Okay. Get out the magnifying glass.
All right. Family Nuts, locally owned family candy store and ice cream store right here in Westport Plaza. And you could win a half pound of chocolates or a hand-dipped ice cream from Family Nuts.
Now, those are the prizes you get to choose from if you win. But if you do get all 15 points right, we give you a bonus prize.
Right, Paul, if you get all, we get you a Jimmy's gift certificate. Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
All right, that's the prizes, and here's the contestant, number one. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get that unique broadcast opportunity that so many have taken advantage of over the years. You can suck up to the boss. You can shout out to a friend. You can use it for a commercial endorsement you prearranged in what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's all yours.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and... Happy Festivus for the rest of us. How's that?
That's good. I like that.
All right.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer, which has the questions and categories inside, and you tell us which one you'd like. Number one is always our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, sports teams that left St. Louis that are not named the Rams. And category three, They Died This Year.
Sports teams that have left St. Louis but are not the Rams.
Okay. You're going to put 60 seconds on the clock? Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the owner of the NFL's St. Louis Cardinals when they moved to Arizona in 1987?
Bill Bidwell.
Correct. Which current American League baseball team was once known as the St. Louis Browns?
Pass.
Which current NBA team won its only NBA championship as a St. Louis franchise?
Hawks.
Correct. What sport was played professionally in St. Louis by teams named the Stars, Steamers, and Ambush?
Indoor soccer.
Well, just like soccer, yeah. St. Louis had a team in the American Basketball Association from 1974 to 1976. What was its name?
Yeah.
Back to the two-pointer. Which current American League baseball team was once known as the St. Louis Browns?
Angels.
Baltimore Orioles. What was the name of the ABA team here in St. Louis? Bob Costas was their play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The Spirit.
That's right. Actually, the Spirits, plural.
Spirits.
The Spirits of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And by the way, the owners of that team had the greatest deal in the history of sports.
Really?
Because when their team was not... taken into the NBA, like a lot of the other teams were from the ABA.
Mm-hmm.
76 was the last year of the American Basketball Association and the red, white, and blue basketball.
Yeah, those balls.
Yeah. The owners of the Spirit made a deal with the NBA that as a penalty for not adopting them as one of their teams, they would get a full team's share of television revenues in perpetuity. Now, in 1976, the NBA did not have a big contract with ABC, NBC, or CBS, which were the big networks at the time. There was no ESPN yet. So, at that time, what was 1/27th of NBA television revenues wasn't that much. But now, it's worth tens of millions of dollars every year, and they get it forever. In perpetuity.
Nice.
That's a heck of a deal right there. Steve, let's see how you did. You got one for Bill Bidwell, three for the Hawks, and four for soccer. That's 8 points, and you're right at the winning threshold. Nicely done.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you. Let's go to our second contestant now. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
just want to say happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate this season, I hope you have a merry one.
Okay, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? They died this year. Or Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca?
They died this year.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was best known for playing a character who said, live long and prosper?
Oh, yeah.
Which WWE wrestler, known by the nickname Rowdy, died this year at age 61?
Oh, Hulk Hogan?
Roddy Piper.
Oh.
Which writer, director, producer created the Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises?
Can you repeat that one?
Which writer, director, producer created the Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises?
Yeah.
Stop the music for just a second. Huh? Have we created a domestic argument here, Sheila?
Not at all. I ran into a friend I haven't seen in 2 years.
Is he helping you with the challenge or just interrupting?
Sheila
has opted to skip out of the challenge right in the middle there.
That was a first.
Okay. Fine.
Have you ever had that?
I don't think we've ever had somebody
mid-category
feel that the friend that they had run into, maybe, you know what? Maybe she actually ran into him. And she didn't want it to be a hit and run, so she's doing the responsible citizen thing. That's going to be my answer for now. Okay, you know what? Since she didn't get the whole category, I'm going to keep the category alive, even with the bonus 2 points of knowing that Roddy Piper is one of the answers, okay? All right. So let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
May the force be with you all.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? They died this year, or Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca?
Let's go with the died this year.
Okay. Which seemed to be the easiest category since you've heard three of the questions already, but let's see how you can do. Okay, well, hold on a second. Let's reset the clock.
Yeah.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What rhymes with Schmenard Schmemoy?
Leonard Nimoy.
Correct. Which WWE wrestler? Rowdy Roddy Piper. You got it. Correct. Nicely done. But which writer, director, producer created the Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street franchises?
Wes Craven.
Correct. Which Monday Night Football broadcaster, ex-NFL star, and husband of a morning TV hostess died this year at 84?
Frank Gifford.
Correct. Which star of Lawrence of Arabia and Funny Girl, an internationally known bridge expert, died this year at 83?
My mother's
going to
kill me.
I bet Sheila would have known this one.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's the gentleman that was of Arabian descent. I can't really think of the guy's name.
Well, Peter O'Toole played Lawrence.
Yep, and I can't think of the other gentleman.
His name was Omar Sharif. But that's okay, Mark. You still picked up 10 points.
Yeah, I should have known that. Dang it.
That's all right. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will welcome contestant number 3. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that very much. You want to plug anything?
Yeah. I say hello to the girls at home. Hello, Melinda. Hello, Renee. Hello, Shin. And I'm really hoping to win some of those Old Town Donuts are as big as your head.
Yeah.
I got a daughter who's really mad at me right now.
And this would make up for it?
Well, I don't think so.
I think it would, too.
I dropped her off this morning at the nurse's office after math club. She wanted to go to math club, but she didn't want to go to school today. She was scanning her forehead over and over looking for the magic 100 number.
Oh.
She never got it.
Uh-huh.
So at the math club this morning, we dropped by the nurse's office. She thought I was going to go to the car and come back and take her home. And I thought I was leaving. Well, I got a call at 4 o'clock today. Apparently, she was in there a long time.
Oh, she's really sick?
No.
Oh.
She just wanted to go home.
Oh, I see. And they made her stick around. I got it.
Yep.
All right, which category would you like here, Todd? Have you been paying attention? Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca, or our new third category, Sports Year 2015?
Oh, those are a lot of good ones. I'll go with heavy paying attention.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In a speech this week, who accused Turkey of licking America's privates? Vladimir Putin, Hassan Rouhani, or Donald Trump?
Boy, yeah. Who accused of doing that? I mean, what country?
Who accused Turkey of licking America's privates?
That's going to be Putin, I guess.
It is. Which NBA star, while chasing a ball out of bounds, crashed into the wife of PGA champion...
LeBron James.
Correct. Which infamous pharmaceutical CEO, known for hiking prices sky high on his drugs, was arrested this week on securities fraud charges?
That 32-year-old guy.
Yeah, I need his name.
Okay, we'll pass.
Which of these was not selected for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week? Deep Purple, Yes, or NWA?
NWA.
Yes. The answer is yes. On whose TV show, Running Wild, did President Obama appear last night to eat salmon and discuss people drinking their own urine?
Man, this is the wrong category to take.
Only if you don't know the answer is Bear.
Yes.
Bear Grylls is the name. And Martin Shkreli is the guy.
Yeah,
the CEO of the pharmaceutical company. By the way, kicked out of that company today after he was taken in for securities fraud charges. So let's see how you did here, Todd. You got Putin for one, LeBron James for two, and unfortunately that's only 3 points. And so that means I have to punish you. But at least it's going to be something that is punishment of the season.
Bring it on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal stylings of Asian songstress Wing.
Passing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, plowing on our way. Bells and buckle rings, making spirits bright. What fun it's all right, sing us next song.
What were those lyrics?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay, you know what? I don't read Chinese characters either, so it's all right. Todd, have a great Christmas. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Is that on an album?
Yeah, it's called Wings Christmas.
Wow. Okay.
One of the weird things I have in my home collection.
Nice.
Robert is our fourth contestant. Hi, Robert. How are you?
How are you doing, Paul?
Good.
And normally I would say AM and the PM, but tonight... I'm 100% for the 20% guy who's giving 100% of the effort.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Robert. We have two categories left. Star Wars characters not named Chewbacca or Sports Year 2015.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'll go Star Wars not named Chewbacca.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the original Star Wars movie, what character was played by Alec Guinness?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Correct. In which movie did the Ewoks first appear?
Ewoks.
You can pass if you want.
I'm going to say the first movie.
No, it was Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Who provided the voice of Darth Vader?
Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones is right. Who are the droids played by Anthony Daniels and Kenny Baker in Revenge of the Sith?
I think it's the same. 3CPO and R2-D2.
You're correct. Who played Queen Amidala in The Phantom Menace?
Natalie Portman.
That is correct. You got them all but the two-pointer, Robert, for 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, and Dan... You're not the world's worst radio producer.
Oh, thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. We appreciate that. Have a very Merry Christmas, and thanks for calling. Here's our final contestant today. Hi, George.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say I had a good time with my boss and at happy hour, and it's all good. And if you guys want to hear a good band, go check out the Southside Johnny Band.
I've never heard of them. Do they play around here? Have you heard of them, Dan?
I'm trying to think. I have heard of them.
Of course, that's Dan's
Thanks,
band.
George.
We're kidding around. And by the way, is the Southside Johnny Band doing a gig this weekend?
New Year's Eve they're playing.
We are not. New Year's Eve. That's right. Playing New Year's Eve at the Firehouse Bar and Grill on Lehigh Ferry.
Okay.
So come on out. Packages available, dinner packages.
Is George in the band?
No, not that I know of, but... Maybe
he could be your publicist.
Yeah.
All right, George. One category left. It's called Sports Year 2015. You ready?
I guess.
I
wish it was like Music 2015, but go ahead.
Well, you've been on hold this entire time, and you heard what the categories were, and you chose to stay and play.
Well, you know what? It's all good. If I get it wrong, if I get zero, oh well.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won the World Series this year, and who lost? You can pass if you want.
Holy cow! Hold on a second. I gotta go back to my books and get up here. Oh, Harry here. Oh, jeez. I don't know. Really, I don't.
Okay, go to the two-pointer. Who won the Super Bowl this year and who lost?
Oh, jeez. I don't know that one either.
Who won the Stanley Cup this year and who lost?
It's all zeros here, man. I'm telling you.
How about this one? Which two-time Olympic gold medalist and World Cup champion retired this week as the greatest goal scorer in international soccer history?
Yeah, there's a lot of people going, hey, what's this guy up with? He doesn't even know anything about sports.
How about this? Let's go to college. Who won the 2015 college football playoff national championship?
That would be Dan Strauss and the Southside Johnny Band.
No, that would be the Ohio State Buckeyes. The soccer player is Abby Wambach. The hockey is the Blackhawks, who beat the Lightning. The Patriots beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And across the state, the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Mets.
Well, I knew it all, but I was just, you know, messing. I didn't want to, like, do a clean sweep.
Well,
here,
I understand. You don't want to show off. I got it, George. But
hey, Paul. Well, hey, man. Thanks. I love when you fill in for Frank. You know, I mean, you know, if Frank goes off the air, you know, if Ian doesn't get the job, you're second best.
Well, thank you, George. Now, before you go, be a man and take your punishment, because we have another selection from Asian songstress Wing.
Here, I'll sing it for you.
Let her do it.
You better watch out. You better not fly. You better not cower. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, George, I hope Santa's good to you. Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you, to you too. That's our Harris Challenge, our final one of 2015. I'll be off on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so we will return with the Harris Challenge 3 weeks from today on most of these KTRS stations and worldwide via the free KTRS app. And if you want to get previous episodes and check up on trivia from earlier in the year, you can find all the Harris Challenges on my website, harrisonline.com.
Let's get a look at traffic. It's been a nightmare out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
And it still is. You've got a crash on the exit from westbound 40 to southbound 141 before the Cloverleaf ramp, and that's north outer 40. Northbound 270, a crash reported north of Dorset. We've got another one westbound Manchester before Highway 141, a crash blocking the right lane on westbound 40 near Winghaven. That's got traffic backed up to approaching Highway K. They've cleared the accident eastbound 70 before Highway 270. We also have eastbound 64. It looks like we've got an accident like what there was last night right before Greenmount Road. Other traffic is stop and go on southbound 270 from north of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. We're looking at westbound 70 drivers slowing from about Cypress out through St. Charles Rock Road. And this report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
The label's fresh.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Like that?
Thank you.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Have you started thinking about your New Year's resolution? Get a head start on your future by making a resolution that can help you change your life forever. Earn your degree online from Arizona State University. At ASU, we believe the best time to start planning for your future is right now. That's why we offer over 100 of our world-class undergraduate and graduate degrees completely online. For information, call 1-800-400-0595. ASU Online offers the same degrees and the same prestigious faculty as on campus, with flexibility to take classes wherever you are, whenever it fits your schedule. Discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. We're now accepting applications for the spring semester. Make this year the start of something big. Call now to get started and make this the year you learn to thrive. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-0595. That's 1-800-400-0595.
In today's quick-to-sue world, if you own a business and you're not incorporated, you're a sitting duck. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-7509. Don't be a sitting duck. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-7509. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-300-7509. That's 1-800-300-7509.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful cathing today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BOAIN, BowenDentalCare.com.
If you Google the word jewelers in the St. Louis area, hundreds of names pop up, including Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. But if you're looking for a trusted jeweler with an excellent reputation and a commitment to quality in their unique one-of-a-kind pieces, with one of the few hand engravers in the U.S., and a jeweler where all the work is done in-store, where nothing is sent out, the list narrows to Neustedter's Fine Jewelers. It's the jeweler that makes the difference at Neustedter's Fine Jewelers, east of the West County Mall on Manchester Road. Online at wowdiamonds.com.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Decorating for the holiday season isn't complete without a visit to Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's. Stay out of the cold and shop Daniel's indoor greenhouse for fresh trees, fragrant wreaths, and colorful poinsettias. Let the kids select the trees named after cartoon characters and superheroes. See the model train displays of Santa's train land on weekends and bring your camera for a picture in Santa's sleigh. Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's is open every day. Online at danielsfarmandgreenhouses.com.
Damian Girard here from Girard Realty Group. If you've been thinking about how to build or rebuild a career in professional sales, listen up. Girard Realty Group is looking for a few great additions to our inside and outside sales teams. Our culture is one of constant learning, positive coaching, customer-focused selling, and high earnings potential. Licensed or not, if you are a career-minded sales professional and you want to be a part of a dynamic team, call me right now, Damian Girard at 314-896-0474.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom.
But now, military veteran Regina and her three children from Webster Groves could use some help this holiday season.
So here's what we're doing for them.
A live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays from Londoff Chevrolet, Allen Roofing, Wholesale Batteries, the City of Florissant, Daniels Farm and Greenhouses, West County Dental, and KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it again one time.
It's Aloha Friday.
This portion of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great meals to sit down, great meals to take home, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. You'll know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. The only thing you could see in the Chesterfield Valley in the 1993 flood. That's how you know you're at the Smokehouse and Annie Gunn's. I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis here with me, and on the phone now, not from Southern California, but from Dallas, Texas, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it in.
So here's the deal. I mean, I'm not gonna full show you. I just, I'm at a place called Gloria's Mexican Restaurant, great restaurant here in Dallas. I had a couple glasses of wine, left my script back at the house, and have no report.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
We can just talk a little bit.
Have you seen?
Freaking cold here.
It is?
Ridiculous. 34 degrees. I got up this morning, and there was complete ice on my windshield.
Whoa. It's cold here, too, like that, though.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Texas is a little further south.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you don't go to Dallas and expect to have to get the frost off your windshield. Yeah.
Although, a few years ago, when I was here for the Super Bowl, it was one of the worst snowstorms they'd ever had that week. There was ice falling from AT&T Stadium. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I have a buddy of mine.
It seems that I often bring bad weather with me wherever I go.
You're a carrier.
like a cloud. What I can tell you is Star Wars is fabulous.
You liked it a lot? Now, are you a Star Wars fanboy?
Not really. I mean, I was anxious to see it, but... I just thought it was just very. It was just so well done, and it was like old home week, but yet with some new characters. Some of the new young stars that I'd never heard of really helped carry the movie, and the writing was fabulous. And I give you a little trivia about both.
Okay.
George Lucas, when he was a kid in junior high school. They made fun of him because I guess George wasn't a real popular name. So he somehow managed to get the kids to use his last name as a nickname instead of Lucas. They just called him Luke, and he liked it so much that that's how Luke Skywalker, that's how that character got the name.
Interesting. In high school, my nickname was Skywalker.
Wow.
Get out.
My nickname was Darth.
Put down the crack pipe, do the radio broadcast.
You know, I'm not a fanboy. I talked to Colin before, and he of course, loved the movie. I didn't love it nearly as much as both of you guys. I really saw it, essentially, and I'm not giving anything
away. What didn't you like about it?
It was essentially just a remake of the original with the new characters, although I do like this this young actress who's the heroine of the movie, Daisy Ripley. She was very good.
Yeah. How about
BB-8? Cute. The new droid is cute.
Yeah, I like it. I tell you what movie is really good. Surprisingly, is Joy, which is coming out Christmas Day.
Is that the new Jennifer Lawrence movie?
Jennifer Lawrence. I think Robert De Niro could get a Best Supporting Actor. It's a true story about the miracle mop.
Oh yes.
And it spins. The housewife, the woman that invents it and becomes rich. It's just a great story about a family that it really how it changes their lives. Fabulous movie, Joy, coming out on Christmas Day.
Directed by David O. Russell, right? The same guy who did Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle.
So you got some some good stats behind him.
Yeah. Have you seen The Big Short?
I'm going to see it when I get back. I hear it's great.
It does not open here until Wednesday, but I saw a screening of it, and I'm telling you, it's one of the best movies of the year.
I tell you what I did. I read the book, and I saw, you know how sometimes they send like a 40-minute clip of cuts?
Yeah.
Rough cuts. I saw that, and I said it was going to be 3.5 stars.
Well, I know when I read the book, I really enjoyed it. But then when I heard they were making it into a movie, I thought, well, how do you take something dry like that? Yeah, how do you take something about the financial collapse of our housing market in 2008?
And make it funny.
And he does. And I'm not going to give anything away, but I will tell you, one of the things that Adam McKay, the director, did was at one point he said, look, I know this is, he has Ryan Gosling say, look, we know this is hard for you to understand, so here to explain it to you is Margot Robbie in a bubble bath.
Gotta love that.
That's for real. That's in the movie, and I like it. The Big Short, one of the best of the year.
Gotta love that. Guess what?
Yeah.
He's in a restaurant.
Did he say he was in a Mexican restaurant?
Yes.
Imagine being in the bar of that Mexican restaurant. Yeah. Here's this nitwit over there singing a Hawaiian song after a couple of glasses of wine. Woo! Life of the party once again. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse out in the Chesterfield Valley.
Hey, Senorita, what the heck is that guy doing?
I got to mention this before we get to knuckleheads. I got to mention this one story. We don't do politics on this show, and this is not political. This is just one of those stories where it's just about stupidity. Somebody was doing a poll of, you know, what do you like about this candidate? What do you like about that candidate? What do you think about this issue? And as one of the questions on that poll, all the rest of them were serious, but this one was on there. Do you think the United States should bomb Agrabah? A-G-R-A-B-A-H.
Agrabah.
30% of the people who were Republicans said yes. 19% of the people who were Democrats said yes. It wasn't until after the poll was over that they divulged that Agrabah is the name of the country in Disney's Aladdin. It's a whole new world.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, now knuckleheads in the news, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456 or download the STL Taxi app. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where the family of a man have demanded that he divorce his wife after the man's mother witnessed the woman kissing a camel. The camel kiss occurred at the family's home. The woman was happy with the income that and other animals that they own were generating. But the furious mother-in-law considered a breach of social and religious norms and demanded that her son divorce her. According to the Gulf News website, the woman moved back to her own family's home and is now reluctant to return to her husband because she feels like the mother-in-law hates her. The couple stated that they wish to remain together, but the bride feels like the mother-in-law is using the camel kiss as an excuse to attack her. She says this might be because she hasn't given birth to a baby yet. She hopes that they can resolve this so she can move back in with the husband. I'm guessing sleeping with the camel, not that much fun. Every night, hump, hump, hump. Story number two, Indian River County, Florida. Patrick Rempe tried to break into a Florida jail. Yeah, he tried to break into a Florida jail by driving his car through the front door, shattering the glass, smoke billowing out as the tires burned. But he still couldn't get through the front door. So instead, he drove into the fence outside the building and started climbing it. And that's when he got tangled in the razor wire. And that's when the deputies went out and pulled him down from the fence and had to take him to the hospital because he was all cut up. Turns out he was high on the drug Flacca and wanted to visit some friends in jail. If he hadn't crashed through the door, he could have seen the sign which shows visiting hours are from 9 to noon. Story number three, Manchester, England. A lot of people lined up at the ATM in a Tesco supermarket the other night after somebody discovered it was giving out double the amount of cash people were requesting. And lots of them put the free money bonus up on social media, of course. That brought out more people. Didn't take long before the ATM was completely empty to cash. The bank now working to assess its losses. But it does warn everybody, you know that extra cash you took out? You took it out of your own account! And of course, we're going to charge you for that. Story number four from Encinitas, California. A delivery driver noticed two people stealing packages that he had just placed in front of a house. So he called the cops and gave them the license number of the car the couple had driven off in with the packages. Police found the car, and they found two people inside the car, 19-year-old Christina Green and 38-year-old Gary Withers. There's always trouble when she's 19 and he's 38. This couple of geniuses had also left inside the car a list of things they wanted to get done that day, a to-do list, if you will, including shoplift and kiss mom and tell her she's loved. Police also found junk mail and other mail and a bunch of bills belonging to 13 people who lived in the area. Apparently, Christina and Gary had hit a bunch of houses. By the way, Christina and Gary were already on probation for drug and weapons violations, and now you add to that mail theft and possession of stolen property, and they're going to be in for a while. And we'll finish today with a holiday-themed knucklehead story of a guy in Boston, Massachusetts, who posted a listing on Craigslist offering to attend holiday parties dressed as an elf on the shelf. Even has a picture of himself dressed as an elf sitting on a shelf. In the offer, he says, for $100 an hour, he will stare emptily at your guests. He says, I specialize in holiday-themed events, either yours or an unsuspecting friend's. By the way, I also offer private investigation and babysitting services, with or without the elf suit. He did not post his name, but he said, you can call me whatever you want. I don't care. I will just sit there at the party and stare into space. Yes, I do this to annoy people. By the way, there's a lot of demand, so please give me 48 hours notice, advance notice. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Ian and Dan will be back next week with Frank. I won't, so I will see you in the new year. Have a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And on behalf of all of us here who work on the large morning show in the afternoon, thanks for listening all year long.
Meep, meep.
Yeah, we're going to get a final check on traffic on this crazy Friday afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, it's funny, Dan. It really hasn't been any different tonight than it has been all week. It's been bad. It's not getting any better. Oh, actually, it is getting better. But they're still working with this crash on eastbound 64 before Greenmount Road. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up to 159. They've cleared the accident eastbound 70 at before Highway 270, but now there's an accident eastbound 70 past St. Charles Rock Road. Westbound Highway 40 before or just after Winghaven, you've got a crash. It looks like they've moved it off to the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up to Highway 94. Then we've got that accident on westbound 40, the exit to southbound 141 before the Cloverleaf ramp. The center lane is blocked there, and they're working with a crash on westbound Manchester just before Highway 141. The only other real slowdown I see on the major highway is southbound 170 between Olive and Highway 40. And this report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, we're the Strawbridge family in Misawa, Japan, wishing our friends and family in Missouri a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays from our troops around the world and the Big 550 KTRS.
This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action. Famous wings and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Nick.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
Hi, dear.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, opening eyes to human trafficking in St. Louis. Yeah, it's here. Probably more than you know.
Green eggs and ham only sounds appetizing if you're a Dr. Seuss character. Parents in one local school district are angry after their kids were served what looks like moldy ham.
And the votes are in for the new stadium bill, what the Board of Aldermen has decided.
Nearly 20 months after a young man in the custody of a Missouri Highway Patrol officer drowned, a trooper is being charged with a felony in the case.
It is a story first brought to you by the Fox Files investigator, Chris Hayes. Tonight, reporter Betsy Bruce is in Jefferson City, where the patrol has put the